Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the mound. Serum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shiles moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shiles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew scores. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into left field. Shiles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shiles. Bell scores. Thornton scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Shiles moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Shiles moves to third. Don Hood now pitching. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Carew reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rich Shiles. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 10-3, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Wilfong moves to third. Wolf moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. Wolf scores. Carew moves to third. It's 12-3, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing first base. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Jose Morales. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with serum covering, for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.